You've heard of Jefferson Davis, president of the Confederacy, but who was his vice president? His unique story of public service is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Judd Smith shares the story of a man who grew up around Crawfordsville, Georgia. A.H. Stevens became an important figure in U.S. history during the days of the Civil War. He was a legislator who would become vice president of a breakaway government in 1860.
They decided that they needed someone for Georgia to be represented in the new Confederate government, and that's how he became the vice president.
The Confederate government voted to make Jefferson Davis its president, and Stevens became the vice president. But by 1865, though, Stevens was leading an effort to bring North and South together.
He and some other Confederate agents met with Abraham Lincoln and General Grant up in Virginia as a way they could try to end the war with some conditions instead of the unconditional surrender that the Union forces were demanding.
The conference didn't yield the peaceful settlement Stevens had hoped for. Just a few months later, with the Confederate government on the run, Stevens returned here to his home in Crawfordsville.
He had decided that he wasn't going to run or do any of the things that some of the other Confederate leaders were doing, wasn't in good enough health to do that. So he stayed right there, and the Union soldiers came to Crawfordsville and picked him up and took him to Atlanta, and eventually he wound up at Fort Warren in Boston and spent 6 months there.
Ironically, just a few months after being released from prison for his role as a Confederate leader, he was sent back to D.C. to become a leader in the government there.
He gets back to the Senate, and the Radical Reconstruction Congress that was in power at that time refused to let him take his seat. So he is a senator-elect. He was never allowed to actually serve as senator because they sent him home.
His state re-elected him to the House of Representatives in the 1870s. And then, in 1882, the Democrats persuaded him to run for governor, which he did and was elected before dying in office just a few months later. Traveling the countryside in Crawfordsville, Georgia, I'm Andrew McCrae.